Okay, on this episode of the podcast, we are going to be interviewing a former Nazi officer from Auschwitz, and his name is John. So basically, John, I'm going to be asking you a series of questions, and I want you to answer them honestly. So first question, how was your overall experience working as a Nazi officer at Auschwitz?
Alright, so my experience at the camps was overall just not good. It was really graphic and unpleasant to watch because everyone was getting killed and I was getting forced to kill them. And when we got there, when I started working, the gas chambers and the cremations had just gone into service, and it was considered a better option to kill more mass amount of people than, like, killing them by person, because, like, the chambers, you can put more people in and all that stuff. But for me, that was the worst part, because with the gas chambers, you would have to watch all the prisoners, because the gas didn't kill you instantly. It, like, ate away at you. That was just horrible, because they'd be, like, smacking on the door, and then with the chambers, the cremation chambers, it was also horrible, because you were watching them get burnt alive, and they, again, were running toward the door, like, get me out, get me out. And it was just a horrible experience overall.
So, about the concentration camps, I'm very sorry you had to deal with that. That must have been very unpleasant and disturbing. So, next question. Back at the concentration camp, how are you forced to treat people? And would you compare the treatment given to the prisoners in the concentration camp similar or different to today's treatment for people in jail?
We were told to do very specific things with the prisoners. It was to either kill them, use them as slaves, or give them to Joseph Mengele to be used as experiments. Joseph Mengele was considered like the crazy doctor at Auschwitz, because he would do just the deadliest human experiments with the prisoners. And compared to today's prisons, it is much better, because they're not getting slaved into work. They're not doing like they held off death penalty, but you'll have a full amount of years. And you had to have done something to get into prison today, whereas to get into Auschwitz, you just had to be Jewish, black, gay, or just different in general.
So, another question. Question number three. For any people that haven't seen any pictures yet or don't know, can you describe a little bit of the conditions at the concentration camps?
Yeah, the conditions in the camps were horrible for the prisoners. They had to do harsh laboring, barely got any food, no say what they could do, and they were told that if they worked, they could get out. That was never the truth. They got out when World War II was over, and they just eventually got killed, and they starved them to death, pretty much. It was just overall horrible for the prisoners.
So yeah, the way you described the concentration camps, that seems really dark and unpleasant. So next question, do you have any family members or relatives that also work as a Nazi soldier? And if so, have you worked with them before?
Actually, I do have one relative. It was my brother. Me and him, we both wanted military service since we were at a really young age, and we were the only two in our family that worked as the soldiers, because we were the youngest. Like, my dad was too old, all my relatives were too old. We were the youngest, like, in the family period. And I never got to work with my brother. He was at a different concentration camp with me. I would have liked to work with him, because we would have gone through it together, but I've had the worst of it, because my camp was considered the worst of the concentration camps in the war. Thank you.
So, last and final question for you, John. How long each day were you told to guard the prisoners at the concentration camp? Was it long or was it short?
So it was pretty long. It was pretty much sun up to sundown. We had to guard and watch every move they did. If they did anything wrong, we were forced to beat them. Let's say they were working. If they did something wrong, we had to punish them. And when we got like our off time, it would usually be meetings or just trying to eat lunch. But there was really no off time, and we never got to really leave the camp. We had to sleep there, and it was just not a fun experience. But it was I had signed up before I was already in the military, and I just got put there, and I'm glad it's over.
Okay, John, so that wraps up the interview today. I really appreciate you coming in and answering these couple questions, and it got to help me learn more about you and more about the Holocaust. So, yeah, just thank you.
No problem. I just want more people to learn about it.